good from Hashem. But this is what it is. And that is the customs that the world, all these customs were to awaken a person to make the Shiva. When they used to give them a good, they put their hand on the Tevah, and you see, I remember the elderly people, Shmuel Franco, Alav Shalom, they cry and they make Shiva, they think about their Avonot, and this is the whole idea. They make a Malkut, they go to make prayer, feel relieved. After getting beating, they feel relieved, nice, just like you give them a candy, ice cream. And this is how the Emunah, the Lena Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's if a person makes the Shiva, he does all these things in order to wake up to make the Shiva. Now this is what they used to do, Erev Kippur, what Shachan Aruch said they do, yeah.
Nowadays, there are people that still do this?
I'm telling you, in my time, they do. And here, unfortunately, in Sha'ar Etzion, many things changed from Bensonhurst. In Bensonhurst, they did it. Some people, they do it. I don't know, maybe in Bnei Yosef, they do it. But here, I don't see it. Arama is gone. There is Azeri instead of Arama. They both begins with Ayin. But Azeri doesn't have even the power to raise his hand anymore. And anyhow, this is what I'm talking about, customs that were very, very important customs. But they used to do it. Therefore, there is a mitzvah to eat in Yom Kippur. They do not make tahanun because it becomes like a day of a holiday. In Shacharit already, they don't say Anna. Even though we say Anna and Selichot, we make Vidui Gadol, Shacharit, no Anna. Minha, they make Vidui in the Amidah. They finish, no Anna, Yeshem. This is how the day is considered like a holiday, which is very important. Ashkenazim and Erev Kippur, they have a special hat, you know, that they wore on Shabbat, the Hasidim, that like a mink, they wore it on day of Erev Kippur also. Now this is what has to do with Arab people. If you come to Mincha, see there is a special bidui. What's the bidui? After Anna, in the middle of the Amidah, before we say the end, before Elokai Netzor, is Anna Hashem Elokim Elokei Avotenu, Al Het Shechatan Lefanecha Banus Vatzon, Al Shechatan Lefanecha Vidat, Al Fabarical Order, all the Al Het bidui, long bidui that people make. Why they gave us this bidui? They want a person before Kippur to be clean already. That's why they make that bidui in Mincha. Then they come Sa'udah, they go to eat Sa'udah, that's called Sa'udah Mafseket. Sa'udah Mafseket, they eat, as we said before, light food, not spicy, not to have, again, to bring heat into the body. After they do Sa'udah Mafseket, there is a custom also. There's two opinions in the books. The custom good or no good. What is the custom of kaparot? What is to make kapara? Take a chicken and make kapara. What does it mean make kapara? They bring. For male, they bought a rooster. For female, they bought hen. Now they take that and they take it around over the head of a person. A person takes it, puts it over his head. So ze halifati, ze temurati, this will be instead of me, an exchange. If I did something wrong, in the Torah it's written, in Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, he brings two sa'irim, two goats, into Beit HaMikdash. One sa'ir goes as an offering of a korban in Beit HaMikdash. One sa'ir, he makes vidui on it. The Kohen Gadol makes vidui. And he said, after he makes the vidui, he said that all the avonot of Israel will go on this sire, and they send it to a mountain called Azazel, throw it there, and they say just as this sire goes and torn into pieces, the avonot Israel also will go away from them. He makes a vidui. That is the whole idea of korbanot is this. Now when they take In the town Beit HaMikdash, it was a korban. They were not allowed to bring korbanot. So they take a chicken, they slaughter it, kosher, nicely. What do they do with it? Korban was, you give money. You offer sacrifice. You take this chicken, you give it to the poor. But the poor sometimes gets embarrassed. You put the avonot on the chicken, you give it to him. And therefore it's better if you make pidyon kaporot. After you slaughter the chicken, you don't have to give him chicken, give him the money, what as much as the chicken worth. And today there is no chicken market. We used to have here in our community that in every in the synagogue, in Magen David, in the yard of Magen David, there was Hakam Salim Ashkenazi Alav Shalom, he was a shohet. All the people used to come, there were a few shohatim from the community Hakamim, that they were slaughtering the chicken for the people. After they slaughtered the chicken, they made a kaparot first for them. All the people used to come. Men, women, children, they bring them. Everyone brings his family. Hacham. It's already kaparot. They bring the chicken with them. They put the kaparot, the halifat chatmon, then he slaughters it. See a pile of chicken. Then Araman brings someone. They send it to my man at his hospital. They send it to old age home. That's what they used to do with the chicken. But then they stopped. No more rabbis shahatim to do it. They went well to the chicken market. And they did it. 17th Avenue used to be a chicken market. Even here in McDonald Avenue used to be a chicken market also. But then those chicken markets closed. Today some people, very few, they go to Williamsburg. They make kaparot. But the majority, I told them to make pidyon kaparot. They give them money for the kaparot. How much the chicken is worth? Each chicken so much, how many people in the family, you figure it, you give it to, for kapara.
You just give it to charity, you said?
That's right.
And we have it in mind?
That's right. You say this money, that's supposed to be for kapara, you have it in mind for the kapara, it will go to the best that people want and need. Of course, the best to go to Talmid Chachamim, especially in Eretz Israel. If he does it, just like the same thing as a sacrifice, that they will do it. This is the kaparot. The question was, is it a good custom or not? Many people went against it. The kaparot is not good. Why? It becomes like a korban. Today we have no korban. But the geonim, which means they were 1,200 years ago, 1,300 years ago, 1,100 years ago, they wrote that this is a good custom. Rav Hai Gaon, of the number of Geonim, who wrote this custom as good, Rav Shoreva Gaon and others. And it is known from the Geonim time. And the Rabbi Ari came and endorsed it very strongly. Said it's a good one. Oh, the custom was in all Israel, even though two rabbis didn't like it, and Shahan Aruch followed them and said, Yeshlim Noah Aminag. But the custom was to do it all the years. And they did it. Today that we have the difficulties in Yerushalayim, every block, in the corner, there is a stand, there is a shohet over there, people come in line. The whole night, the night before Arab Kippur, that means this year will be Saturday night. But you see every corner, hundreds of people with their chicken and shahed is slaughtering the whole night. They're up. They do the kaparot. But here, as I said, the difficulties that we don't have. Therefore, they make pidyon kaparot, which is better even. That means a custom, and after the minhag, we don't say it's no good. Must be. It's good. This is the opinion of most of the Geonim. We come, we follow, after we come to the prayer, they come and say there is a pasuk. Ki bayom haze yechaper alechem. We read parasha Aharimot. The whole parasha of Aharimot, speaking about the beginning of the parasha, the first third of the parasha, speaking about the day of Kippur. What was the service of the Kohen Gadol in Beit HaMikdash on the day of Kippur? And the parasha telling us in details everything what Aaron HaKohen did, or what every Kohen Gadol after him was doing on Kippur in Beit HaMikdash. And Kohen Gadol was not allowed to go into Kodesh HaKodeshim, the very inside of Beit HaMikdash, where the Aaron was there, only once a year on Kippur, and with certain conditions. He couldn't just come there. Hey, with certain trepidation, shivering, how to go in, filled with fear. And the Torah said, Bezut, the Torah said, Bezut Yavu Aaron el HaKodesh. These are the conditions for Aaron, how he can enter. He should bring Pavan Bakar Lechatat, Ayi Le'ola, sacrifices that he makes. And what kind of garment does he wear? Usually Kohen Gadol wears 8, now he should wear only 4, like everybody else, like every Kohen, Kohen Idiot. Only linen, nothing gold, he should enter Kodesh HaKodeshim. Not to show any gaava, anything, you come before God. You're a simple man over there. Then after he comes in, mixed with your Lord, he washes himself, changing clothes so many times. 4 or 5 times he makes changes. Outside, he puts garments that is gold. Inside, he puts only linen. In and out, so many times. And what does he do? He takes that blood, he takes those korbanot, he makes vidui. He makes vidui for himself, he makes vidui for his family. He makes vidui for all the tribes, the Kohanim. Then he makes vidui for Am Yisrael. First thing, he purifies himself. And then comes to purify other people. Then after he makes the vidui, if he succeeds, he comes out alive. And that, at the end of the day, he walks from early in the morning till the end of the day. He used to make a very big celebration. People by the thousands and thousands, million, escorting him, going with him till taking him home, make a big celebration. That was very successful, his service that day, what he did in Beit HaMikdash. And this is what we call Seder HaAvodah. We don't have Beit HaMikdash today. We don't have Kohen Gadol. What do we do? But we have the Mishnah that telling us exactly what Kohen Gadol did in Beit HaMikdash on the day of Kippur. That's order of the service that's written in the Mishnah. We read it in the middle of prayer Musaf on Kippur. Who is it? The Hazan. The Hazan becomes instead of Kohen Gadol. The Shul becomes instead of Beit HaMikdash. Seder HaAvodah becomes instead of the service of Kohen Gadol. Therefore, Seder HaAvodah is such an important part of the prayer. It's important that a person should study, try to know the meaning of that prayer that's called Seder HaAvodah. Usually, there is a good custom among Syrian people. One thing very, very important. They don't let anybody say Musaf of Kippur or Rosh Hashanah. What do you do? They want a man, Tamid Hacham. They want a person, a scholar, that understands what he's saying. Because most important part of the prayer, to be a person, Tamid Hacham, and the Shahana Ruch puts condition. He should be a married man. He should be 40. He should be understanding what he's saying. He should be Baal Mahasim, known as a good man. Not having Chas V'Shalom bad talk about him. And this is the condition that, of course, places that there isn't. There isn't what can do. They don't pray. They take the best that they have. But when there is, they should. And here, they are very particular. They want them at Hakam to say the Musa. If they don't have them at Hakam, then they give it to somebody else. This is Seder HaAvodah. Seder HaAvodah is such an important part of the prayer. Person should pay attention. If you look, many times we say Vayavor, there's 26 times from the beginning of the day of Kippur, from the evening till the next evening, that we say Vayavor. 26 is the number of Hashem, as you know, Yod Kei Vav Kei. There is Vidui. Again, they repeat, they repeat, they repeat. In Yerushalayim, they don't say Vidui Agadol. Only once, in Musaf of Kippur. But here, the custom of Syrian people, they say it in 5 prayers. Every prayer, Vidui HaGadol. Not only every prayer, 40 days. From Rosh Chodesh Elul, every Sidihot, they say Vidui HaGadol. And it becomes such an important way of doing a gedolah because they say it once a year. Here they say it already 40, 50 times. It's already, it becomes losing its meaning. You see how the people then, Hashem, like a machine, they go. But dear Shema Israel, they come with the gedolah to say to myself, such a feeling with that, because they say it once a year. It becomes more important. Now this is as far as we come. What is the Kippur itself, what a person should be careful with? The Torah says, first of all, beginning of Kippur, said, Me'erev ad erev tishbetu shabbatechem. What is it certainly? V'tish'ar lachodesh ba'erev, Me'erev ad erev tishbetu shabbatechem. Make from evening to evening, make that tishbetu, cease from working. Shabbatechem. Tishbetu, what's shabbatechem? Come the Gemara and says, the Torah said you must add a little bit to the day of Kippur. Tosefet mechol al HaKodesh. Add a little bit from the day before Kippur to the Kippur. Add a little bit from the day after Kippur to the Kippur. B'chnisato u'b'tzi'ato. When beginning of the Kippur and the end of Kippur shouldn't be exactly on the minute. Say, oh, Rabbi, exactly. When the night begins, that's the Kippur will start. Now, the Torah said, you must add before. Now, what you add before? Okay, I will add. Tzedek Kochavim is when? 7. I'll do it. 10 to 7. No. 10 to 7 is still Ben Hashem Hashavat. Twilight. Twilight, maybe this belongs to the night. You have to add before the twilight. Then you have to add after the twilight at the end of the day. Because twilight is still, we don't know if it is the day or the night. That means there is certain time to add before. And this is mitzvah in the Torah. The Torah said you must add little part from the day before to the day of Kippur. That's called Tosefet Kippur. They come people sometimes, don't know about it. Especially ladies, they're too busy in the house, tell them you add. We kind of, hey, I won't listen to you. You know, they don't listen to you, just talk. Keep quiet, don't bring mahloket and cause them troubles then, that will be worse. But in general, people that ready to listen and that, you tell them about this, that must be Tosefet, Yom HaKippurim, Medeoraita, from mitzvah, from the Torah to add. Because the Torah didn't say how much to add. Comes a person and says, okay, Rabbi, I'll add 3 minutes. Yes, you're right, from the Torah didn't say. Rachamim came and told us, not ridiculous, you had a little time. The custom among Syrian people, they had 15 minutes. Other places, some did add 18 minutes. Some they add 22 minutes. Okay, we take the minimum. We are adding the list, which is 15 minutes. Okay. Baruch Hashem. And then they come, there is a custom to light candles. Candles are used, we light every holiday. We have lighting of candles. Because comes the Kippur, they say, listen, lighting candles for what? To eat a meal. Kippur is no meal to eat. Therefore, why should I light candles? I say, no. So you celebrate. The Kippur should be also a day of a holiday. You light candles, and you say, Beracha on them, Mashiach Kedushanam, Tzatav Tzon, Adik, Ner, Shav Yom, HaKippurim. But the question was, how about in the house? Should put light in the bedroom or not? Some they say, yes, you should. Some say, no, you shouldn't. What is the mahalakah? Then you know that one of the things Kippur is not allowed. Kippur is not allowed to eat or drink. Achila ushtiya. That's in the Torah, say. It's a ta'anu et nafshotechem, which means don't eat. Ve'anitem et nafshotechem. Then there is another thing, not to wash. Rechitza. You can't put even your finger in the water except for netilah in the morning, turn the knuckle. That's about it. Or, if his hands got dirty, he should clean the dirt. He washes the dirt. When he goes to the bathroom, he has to wash his hands. Now, that means rechitza for pleasure, you don't have. Only for necessity, you do it. Then, sicha. What sicha? putting, applying, you know, applying perfume, a good thing, cream, to look better. Oh, this is not allowed on Kippur. Na'ilat ha-sandal, to trust it to Anu. That's Anui. Person feels more comfortable when he walks with the shoe, leather shoe. And therefore, leather shoe is not allowed. Another shoe made out of rubber and that will be allowed because still you feel the ground, the floor when you walk with it. Then, closeness with his wife. Wife must be considered like Nida on the day of Kippur. Night of Kippur, to keep away from. That means it's considered exactly like Nida. Nida is not allowed to come close to her. Same thing, his wife on the night of Kippur. Asur betashmish hamita. That means these other things. There is a law that Shmish hamita is not allowed to do it. Well, there is a light. Should be dim, dark. And therefore, the Kohen says it's better not to have light. Why? He will see his wife, he will be tempted. Some say the opposite. It's better to have light. Why? Because if you have light, you are not allowed to be with her. If you don't have a light, you are allowed. Then what the person should do? Some they say, should have light. Some they say, shouldn't have. Everyone follows the custom. The custom is that they put the light. They don't want to put the light in the bedroom. But some say the opposite. If you put the light and you don't put the light in the room, you did worse. You see her in the light, you're tempted, you go there, huh? There is a possibility. That means it comes the idea. Where did they learn that? There is even the Rasha on this. There is in Noah, when he built the Teva, it's written in Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, Tzohar ta'aseh la-teva. What is Tzohar? Make light to the Teva. What kind of light? There is a mahlok. There is disagreement. Some they say, Tzohar ta'aseh la-teva, Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, make some kind of shiny stone, precious stone, that gives light. Certain stones, today they're making them switches that you can come even in the dark to see how shining. You can rather press the switch to make to give you the light. That means there is certain kind of certain things that brings light. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu take that precious stone and let it shine. Some they say, no. So it's halon. Make a window that'll give you light. What? One says it's a window, one says it's a stone. What's the difference to them? As long as the Torah said put light this way or this way, makes a difference what they argue about. But at least they argue on this thing. Noah, when he went into Teva, God forbid him to be with his wife. Because certain HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Bo el Teva, ata ubanecha, you and your sons, your wife and your daughter-in-laws. Didn't say you and your wife. When he told him, come out, you and your wife. That means when you go into the Teva, you are not allowed to be with your wife. And you go out of the Teva, then Hashem permitted him to be with his wife. Why? So all the people suffering. You want to enjoy your life? You can. When people suffer, it's not supposed to enjoy it. As I said, Ata ubanecha. Then if Hashem told him you are forbidden to be with your wife, then what should it be? Better to have light or not? During the day, if you have light, daylight, it's okay. The day, person is not going to be with his wife at night. At night, what is better? If you say, some people say it's better to have the light because you're supposed to be in the dark. There is light. Some they say, no, it's better not to have the light, not to be tempted to see her and that. And this is a matter of opinions between them. That's why one says Tzohar is Even Tovah, should be light. Well, I said, no, it should not be light. The light was a window. Only during the day can come. But during the night, there's no light. Dark. This is the argument between them. Which means this is one of the customs that they came, and they follow the customs that usually in our community they don't put light on.
What about a separate room?
No, they didn't tell them. You live today, mashallah, in the house. You have a room here, a room here. Those days they lived all in one room. Tell them, get out of the house.
Go to your room.
Smart guy. He lives today in America in the 20th century, and he has many rooms in the house. It's a separate room.
Go to your room. You
there
promise.
Are people that have an apartment. They don't have enough room for the children. Put them. Tell them, be out. Comes the pasuk and says, "Ki b'yom hazeh yechaper alechem." Remember that this day is the day of forgiveness, but on condition. Look what's it. Mikol hatotechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you, but which avonot? Lefnei Hashem, the avonot that you did between you and God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell you, you'll be clean. But there is other avonot that Hashem will not forgive you for, between you and your fellow man. You did something wrong to your fellow man. You expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive you? Go correct the wrong things that there is between you and your fellow man. Make up with him. You did something wrong to him, and you know you did wrong. Go and ask him, please. I did wrong. Okay, we had differences in business. I realize I did wrong. It belongs to you, not to me. Give it to him back. Not only that. After I give it to him back, sorry for the things that I made you suffer. I did. Please, make up with him. Then, Averot Sheben Adam LaHavero En Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. Ad Sheyifayes Et Havero. Averot Sheben Adam LaMakom Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. The wrongdoing that you have between you and God, God said, I'll forgive you. You come, you make sure I'll forgive you. But you have something wrong with your friend, and you want me to forgive you, he said, first go make up with your friend. He said, Ad Sheyifayes Et Havero. You make up with him, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'll forgive you too for what you did to your friend. But otherwise, so that person comes and says, what should I do? He's not here. There's somewhere else. Go to him. If there is possibility to go to him, go to him. You went to him, said, get out of my sight. I don't want to look at you. Okay. Then you go, you send people. He feels bad, feels sorry. And then come to him again. If he still refused, try third time. Once, twice, three times. Try three times. Then later on, you're not obligated to go anymore. But if he's your father, he's a person taught you Torah, scholar, then even thousand times you have to go to beg. Suppose the man you did wrong to him is not alive anymore. What do?
Go to the grave.
You have to go to the grave, take 10 men with you, and say, oh, I declare in front of you, all of you, congregation, listen to what, I'm asking forgiveness from this man that I did this and this wrong to him. Please, I want him to forgive me. And the Gemara says, if a man comes to you and asks him forgiveness, don't be cruel not to forgive him. It is for your own good that you should forgive him. Because if you forgive him, HaKadosh will forgive you. Can you expect and come and say, look what he did to me. What did you do that Hashem told you not to do? That's the question. And if you don't forgive him, how do you expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive you? Therefore, if you want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive you, you have to forgive. There's a teva, the nature of a Jew to forgive. If a person doesn't forgive, they say, that's not a good sign. It has the nature of a goy. It's written in the Nevi'im that Gibeonim, there were people of Gibeon that they came, Yeshua made a berit with them, and they misled him, they cheated him. They made themselves, they come from a different nations far away. And then Yeshua realized that they were from the people of Canaan. After he made the berit with them, and then he didn't know what to do. He swore to them that he would be in peace with them. He put them to serve the Jewish people, to do the hard work for the Jewish people. Hatzaveh etzim v'shoaveh, mind drawing them water and chopping the wood, the trees, which was a hard work those days that they needed it. They were serving the Jewish people. All of a sudden, once they did, the Jewish people did something wrong to them. They cut them from their livelihood. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought some plague to the Jewish people. And David the Melech asked Hashem, why do we suffer? Told him, because of the Givonim. And you, David the Melech, called the Givonim, we did wrong to you. What do you want us to do? We want that man that did wrong to us. We want so many people from his family, we want to execute them. The Gemara said, "Givanim lo mebnei Yisrael hema," because they were not bnei Yisrael, they were so cruel. And they did give them people. When they gave them people, the plague stopped. And they executed those people. To show you how bad were the Givanim, because they were not Jews. The cruelty is a character of a non-Jew. A Jew is known for his mercy. Shlosha simanim hem, Am Yisrael, Baishanim, Rahmanim, Gomle Hasadim. They are always shy, they are merciful and kind to people. Always they try to do what's good. And this is what Yom HaKippurim, Ki Bayom HaZeh Chaper Alechem, to be careful with the mitzvot, Me'ilat HaSandal, Shehar'ini Et Mar'aich, Hashma'ini Et Korech. Let me see the way you look, and then come to give me your voice, prayer. If you come to pray and the shoes is on you, what come? Hashem says, God, let me look first. How do you look? And then, let me see your voice. And that's people, Baalei HaMusar, they say, so bad when a person comes in Kippur. He has the shoes on and he prays, oh God, please forgive me. Forgive me, I told you to be without the shoes. And you come with the shoes. With all kindness to all the those who sell shoes, maybe they will stop the business a little. And we say, but this is today, there is more business. They buy double shoes. They buy the shoes for the week, then they buy the shoes for the poor. Huh?
Two left shoes.
Now more business.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
And this is, Be'ezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a good Kippur. Kippur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will inscribe each and every one of us. B'ezrat Hashem b'sefer ha'chayim v'ha'shalom, they call, as they say, b'sefran shel tzaddikim, in the book of the good people, that will be the final signature that we change the prayer from kotvenu l'chayim tovim, we say hotmenu l'chayim tovim, nezacher v'nechatem, instead of nezacher v'nekatem. And all this, the hatimah will be good, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will accept our prayers, and it is good, Shanim Rabbat Amat Tavot. We'll see you, Be'ezrat Hashem, next week.
Baruch.
Could you make someone make peace over the phone if they can't get together?
Sure.
Who would you talk to?
Sure. The phone is excellent.
It's okay to ask Mikhail over the phone.
I prefer in the morning.
Uh-huh. What is it? Shiviti. Hashem and Egit Tamid.
Something.
What means Shiviti?
I put.
But.
So that's Shem opposite to me. Okay. Behind him, Nachshav, I'm going to say, God is because of God is a big rabbi. I'm going to say, Neymar. I'm going to have a chance to go to the Torah. Be a dear.